in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All kinds of great stuff there, and it's all totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So last hour I said we were going to talk about a story about the National Critical Infrastructure Database. This is from homelandstupidity.us. The Department of Homeland Security is building a massive database of critical national infrastructure to be used to determine, of course, what sites most need protection from terrorist attacks.
I suppose that makes sense.
I mean, we can't protect everybody all the time, so we should determine what is the most important structures and areas in the United States and focus on protecting them. That's the idea.
Makes sense.
Sounds like it makes sense. But among the critical assets in the database are Old MacDonald's Petting Zoo, a kangaroo conservation center,
what?
Jay's Sporting Goods,
what?
Several Walmart stores, Amish Country Popcorn, and the Sweetwater Flea Market. Yes, the DHS Office of Inspector General found the National Asset Database being compiled to support a variety of infrastructure protection projects, full to overflowing with poor quality data, such as 4,055 malls, shopping centers, and retail outlets, 224 racetracks, 539 theme or amusement parks.
How did these things get on this list?
100, and somebody had to make a list, and it probably had to be a certain length long. That's just me guessing. And 163 water parks. You can't survive without Adventure Island. I mean, you just can't. We've got to have our water parks and protect them from the terrorists.
I like the one where the mermaids in WikiWatchee, where the mermaids swim around. And they
Didn't
get
they shut that one down?
No, I believe. I don't know. I can't imagine they did. I would shudder to think that WikiWatchee.
Wasn't that Cypress Springs or Cypress?
It's WikiWatchee.
I think that's gone, dude. I think it's been gone for years. You have to check that. Not that anyone knows what we're talking about. 514 religious meeting places were on the list, and you can't forget the casinos. Over 1,300 casinos were included on the list.
Yeah, we do need those protected.
Because Michael Hampton at Homeland Stupidity writes, casinos and amusement parks are critical infrastructure in the event of a terrorist attack? The data, compiled largely from two calls to states for submissions, is inconsistent between states and contains large numbers of out-of-place items, largely due to a lack of clear DHS guidance on what should be submitted.
I think the title is pretty clear.
The title, the critical national infrastructure?
Yeah.
Well, some of those out-of-place items seem quite out of place on a critical infrastructure list, such as a Sears Auto Center, a Pepsi bottling plant, the Trees of Mystery, the Four Seas Fuel and Lube, a truck stop, high-stakes bingo, and the Mule Day Parade. The state of Iowa, for instance, has several strange places on its critical infrastructure list. So do you see what they did? They subbed out the work to the states and said, hey guys, give us a list of your critical infrastructure. And so some state bureaucrat had to come up with this list, and who knows what the requirements were for the list. And so in the state of Iowa, their bureaucrats decided that Krispy Kreme donut shop near Des Moines was a critical national infrastructure.
Not to mention
Florida counting two small tourist attractions. Hey, the WikiWatchee Springs. Did you read this article
already?
I
did not, but you know, when it comes to, you've got to save the mermaids, man. You have to save the mermaids.
And don't forget Dinosaur World in Orlando, among critical assets for which it's applied for Homeland Security grant money. Ooh,
they
there's
have
money attached.
They have big concrete dinosaurs.
See, there's money attached to this list. Mm. Maybe the more critical infrastructure they sent, the more money they'll get. And many of the people who learned their businesses were in this database were mystified. According to the New York Times, quote, someone seems like someone's gone overboard, says Larry Buss, who helps organize the Apple and Pork Festival in Clinton, Illinois.
The quote, Apple and Pork Festival.
Their time could be better spent doing other things, like providing security for the country. Angela McNabb, manager of the Sweetwater Flea Market, which is 50 miles from Knoxville, Tennessee, said, quote, I don't know where they get their information. We're talking about a flea market here. Amish Country Popcorn owner Brian Lehman says, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. He apparently has 5 employees and grows and distributes popcorn. Quote, we're nothing but a bunch of Amish buggies and tractors out here. No one would care.
How was he able to answer the phone?
Not surprisingly, the Inspector General recommended that DHS work with the states to clean the junk out of the database and to clarify the requirements of what should be included for the next time it asks the states to submit data to the database. Wait a minute. Are there really going to be that many new critical national infrastructure places built between one entry point and the next request?
They're just
going
to pop right up.
In the meantime, whoever owns Nix's check cashing is probably laughing at learning his little strip mall business has found its way into a Homeland Security critical infrastructure database. So you see what happened here? They said, hey, guys, send us your critical infrastructure and we'll send you some grant money. Okay. Sent this bogus information, just full of a bunch of crap. And now they get their hand out as a result of this. And, of course, there's a big mess as a result of all this garbage being included. So now they get to ask for more money. The Department of Homeland Security is going to be able to say, oh, no, this critical infrastructure database program just didn't work out as we had hoped, and it's all the state's fault.
They told us lies.
Yeah, they screwed up. They gave us all kinds of bad information. Now we're going to have to spend months auditing this database. We're going to have to go through here and root out what is and what is not critical. This is a multi-month project. We're going to need, 7 months at least. That's $5 million per month. We're going to need $35 million to sort this database out.
I bet you Dunkin' Donuts in Boise stays on the list.
So if you've got comments on that, 800...
This is so stupid.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just so stupid. And we continue over and over and over again to let these dumb, unmotivated... They're not dumb. The unmotivated bureaucrats go ahead and waste our money, just because it seems like a good idea to have the government handle this sort of thing. Governing sounds like a good idea. Somebody should be able to handle this. Take care of this.
This is the organization that people demand protect them. It's just, it's instance after instance of utter incompetence. Please, America and the rest of the world, please don't look to your government for protection. You're going to be disappointed every single time. To the phones we go, where there's rarely a disappointment. Stephen in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, I want to call. You guys brought the Animal Liberation Front a little earlier.
Yeah.
And I know you've brought them up in the past, too.
That's right.
And I think you're a little hard on them.
Really? I'm hard on them for being a terrorist group?
Well,
bombing places? Lighting private businesses and research labs on fire? Destroying private property?
Yes, I think you are.
Go ahead,
make your point. The reason why I think you are is because, and you've called them, for instance, socialists before on the show, which I don't really see where your basis is for that argument. But
we've read other articles, and I'm sure that if we saw socialism pop its ugly head up, boink, we called it as we saw it. Go ahead.
Well, I don't see anything necessarily socialist about the Animal Liberation Front.
Okay, if they're not socialist, they're still a violent group of individuals destroying private property. What do you have to say to that?
Well, the arguments that they usually use are, if slavery was still around, would you advocate violence to put an end to it, even if that meant damaging property?
What's that? How is that relevant to animal research?
How did it work well the last time?
Well, their argument is going to be that you can't actually legitimately own animals.
Well, they're fools. I mean, if that's the case, then I'm just going to let Jazzy Girl, my dog, run free in the street. Because if I can't own Jazzy Girl, then she has to be out in the street running around, right? Because people can't own animals.
That would essentially be their argument.
Yeah. Well, they're nuts. They're crazy. That's the argument of a lunatic.
And they break people's property. And nobody wants to hear from them.
Well,
do you have anything to say to that argument? Can you back that up with anything?
Well, I think you're coming from a different moral basis than they are. I don't think that their logic is confounding.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they use their logic to come on my property to feed to free Senior Grouchy Pants, I'm going to use my logic to shoot them in the head.
And you might do that.
Oh, no. Like there's a really good chance if a guy with a chicken outfit comes on my property that says Animal Liberation Front on the front of it, that I'm going to, having read what I've read about the Animal Liberation Front, I'm probably going to pull out the Mossberg and ask him to kindly leave.
That might happen, but I disagree with your stance that their philosophy is inherently anti-libertarian in some way.
They are violating people's property.
It's been so long since I've had an Animal Liberation Front article in front of me that I'm a little flat-footed.
We'll dig something up then.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They are violating libertarian principles by violating people's property rights. Simple. More is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, you just go and grab it up. It's totally free at freetalklive.com. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show on our front page, no charge. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We just got off the phone with Stephen in Massachusetts. And it sounded like Stephen was sort of on the side of this animal liberation front, this terrorist group that goes around destroying people's property, threatening and intimidating people who are working with animals. They are a lot, in many cases, they're research labs that are researching products and whatever it is they're researching, and they're testing them on animals, and they don't like it. And they don't like it, and they believe, as Stephen put it, that the animals should be free, that animals shouldn't be owned by people.
Well, in defense, it was Stephen, right?
It was Stephen.
In his defense, I would like to say that he said that he didn't think that their ideas were inherently anti-libertarian. And
yes, they absolutely are.
Okay, did you want to go from here, or do you want me to take it? Because I really got some good points.
Well, I've got a good article, and we can get to the points. I just want to give you an example. One example. All I had to do was go to Google, type in Animal Liberation Front, click the news link, and I found all kinds of information about them destroying property. And libertarians believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And that includes their property, because property is an extension of you. And
right.
So you don't...
Well, I've got one here that's an attempted bombing of a colleague's home.
I understand.
Now, you can't tell me there weren't people, not property, people who were put in danger here.
Certainly. Well, first, we'll get
and
to
people's pets.
Let's start here. Animal rights campaigners. This from Scotsman.com. Animal rights campaigners are suspected of causing 20,000 pounds worth of damage at a greyhound racing track. Protesters broke in and damaged vehicles, cut power cables, and sprayed graffiti over offices at the track in Armdale, West Lothian. Police say that the initials ALF were found all over the premises, and it was not an alien life form, prompting an investigation into whether the hardline campaign group, the Animal Liberation Front, was behind the attack. It's the second attack on the stadium this year. The ALF group was blamed for a similar incident in February, which left the owners with a $10,000 pound bill for damage. Valuable equipment used for races was also damaged in the break-in, which took place last Thursday. Logos linked to the campaign group were daubed over the stadium's offices, ceilings, and toilets. So they went in there and spray-painted the heck out of that place.
Police daubed it.
Police are investigating whether the Animal Liberation Front was involved or whether the vandals were merely mimicking its logos. It seems hard to believe that it would be anyone besides the Animal Liberation
How are you going
Front.
To know one way or the other if you don't find the perpetrators and beat them
sure.
until whatever?
That's just one example of what these people are doing. And breaking into and destroying property is anything but libertarian.
Oh, wait a second. Now, how about this? Here's the point of view. The point of view that he's saying is that these people consider animals to be as important as humans. So, therefore, it wouldn't matter. And I would say that it wouldn't matter the kind of destruction that one does in order to free somebody who is being unfairly held. Like,
okay.
For instance, if my wife is kidnapped, who at this point I just barely have a wife. But
yeah.
If my wife is kidnapped and I choose to, and by the neighbor, the guy across the street,
yeah.
And I go over there and I bust down his front door and I blow out, I use my shotgun to blow out some drywall or whatever. And I get my wife back and then I... bring her back to my house,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what kind of destruction I've done to his house in
yeah.
order to get my wife back.
Of course, if your wife's not there and you've just busted in the neighbor's door and destroyed his drywall, then you've got some restitution to pay.
I certainly understood, but that's,
yeah.
you know, here nor there.
Yes.
In this case, he's sort of right if you're crazy, all right? That's the point of view. You have to be crazy in order to come there. Now, first off, I'd like to point out that humans' eyes are set in the front of their heads so that we can judge distance, like predators do.
Yes.
Unlike... not on the sides of our heads so that we can see predators coming, like deer and cows
birds.
And those birds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, birds don't count.
Some birds.
I'm talking about mammals specifically.
Okay.
But, you know, mammals that are hunted have their eyes on the side of their heads.
Yes.
Mammals that hunt have their eyes in the front of their heads.
Right.
Mammals that eat meat have pointy teeth like these,
like
my incisors.
Yeah.
The fact is, we eat meat. I don't know what kind of meat you're supposed to eat if you're not eating animal meat, but
tofu.
It doesn't. It's not meat, you know. So it is.
Tofurkey.
It's it's diverging from what is so for humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Here's reality, and here's where the ALF is. Now, hold on just a second. What if we have an organization, we'll call them the KKK, that doesn't believe that black people are actually humans? Now, if these, that they're not human, so therefore not worthy of human respect.
And rights. And
are
rights.
These people not inherently unlibertarian. If they go onto black people's property and shoot them and take all their property and destroy and burn what they don't take? No. They're evil, and they're wrong, and they're messed up, and they're crazy.
They're despicable individuals that deserve to be opposed at every possible turn.
Right. And that's what these people are. Sorry. It's the same thing. It's
they're terrorists.
Not understanding what a human being is. Okay? Human beings are deserved of human rights because they're human. Because they can claim them.
Because
we can make tools and use them.
We're responsible as well, and animals don't have any concept of what responsibility is. If you've got a comment on this Animal Liberation Front group, 800-259-9231, you said you got a story about them firebombing someplace or something like
well,
that?
Well, I'm just saying the Foundation for Biomedical Research today expressed great dismay over misguided and criminal campaign of harassment and intimidation that has resulted in a UCLA professor of neurobiology abandoning his research. This is somebody who is trying to help the human race, abandoning his research.
Unacceptable.
As a result of the demands of the ALF. Animal Liberation Front, following a campaign that included harassment of family and neighbors, as well an attempted bombing on a colleague's home.
Wow.
Medical researchers are committed to finding cures for diseases that threaten both human and animal health, and it is both sad and troubling that the will of a few misinformed, misguided extremists are able to halt vital research that has the potential to benefit all of humanity.
This guy doesn't want his wife and kid slaughtered in their sleep because he's doing research on animals, so he gave it up. He's scared. They were successful at scaring this guy out of his research. And who knows what it was he was researching?
This could have been the cure for cancer.
It could have been, or it could have been a cure for, who knows, it could have been a cure for some sort of animal, some sort of form of animal disease. There are people out there researching those things, too, to help animals live longer, happier lives with us.
It's crazy. It's not understanding what humans are and who deserves human rights.
And
if you don't want to eat animals, great. Leave other people alone about it.
And it's a total disrespect of property rights. These people don't understand what property is. They have no respect for it. And therefore, they have no connections whatsoever with anything that has anything to do with liberty or libertarianism.
Right. So
to suggest that they do is just not paying attention.
You know, they'd be a lot better off going out and explaining the benefits of vegetarianism to humans, to people out there, so that people would eat more vegetables.
Or, like I said before, buying up a big plot of land and allowing all the animals on it to run as free as they want. That's not what they want. They believe every animal is enslaved, even the ones that you're keeping in your house as pets. You shouldn't have to have pets. You shouldn't be enslaving the animals, and we're going to use violence, threats of force, and all kinds of other violent means to put a stop to it. These people need to be opposed. More's on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, and you'll find that there's over 750 pages there. And it was all created by the listeners, which means that you can go in and edit virtually anything that you see. You can add new content. You can remove content. It's your wiki. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's change gears a little bit here. And instead of talking about terrorist groups and scary people like the Animal Liberation Front, let's talk about Michael Jackson.
He's not scary.
You know, I'm sorry that I have an obsession with Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. I find him so darned amusing. But I brought another story. Pop star Michael Jackson.
It's been a while since we've had a Michael Jackson story.
He hasn't been quite as weird recently.
All right.
And, you know, of course, his trial's over. And
what's he doing now?
Apparently he's moving to Europe, according to this article. Pop star Michael Jackson has stumbled across a conspiracy by former attorneys, associates, and advisors to force him into financial ruin. It's not the fact that he hasn't made any hits and, you know, he's a crazy man.
Yeah.
You know, he spins money.
Walks around with
everything.
A mask on his face.
The plot was
holds babies out of windows.
The plot was discovered after someone leaked documents to Jackson showing that unnamed former lawyers for the 47-year-old singer tried to recruit others into a petition that would drag him unwillingly into bankruptcy court. In what could be one of the biggest conspiracies in entertainment history. I believe this is in quotes, though. Documents have been sent to Michael Jackson and his representatives, which reveal a deliberate plan by some former attorneys, as well as associates and advisors, to force Mr. Jackson into involuntary bankruptcy, said Raymond Bain.
He's not already bankrupt? I thought he had to sell the Beatles collection because he was bankrupt.
I thought that he sold the whole Wonderland Ranch, pretty much.
Yeah, he was too.
Selling off the Ferris wheels
right.
And stuff, and the merry-go-rounds, and the...
But it's not like I pay attention to pop culture, so I don't really know.
Dunk the little boys into butterscotch machine or whatever,
yeah,
it is.
Whatever it is.
During his four-month trial on child molestation charges last year, prosecutors asserted that the self-styled King of Pop. You know, they cannot resist writing one of these stories without saying King of Pop in it. Was in perilous financial shape due to mounting debt. Bain, and this person works for Jackson, apparently, one of the people that is not conspiring.
In the conspiracy,
Not yet. Bain declined to name the conspirator, saying that Jackson had ordered his current legal team to investigate the scheme and file lawsuits in multiple jurisdictions. So if he isn't broke now, he will be soon with paying all these lawyers to investigate the lawyers that previously were working for him. In addition, there's a strong possibility that these documents will be forwarded to the U.S. Attorney General for review and possible involvement, said Bain. Bain also, right, and, or not, right?
Where are you getting this from?
This is Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
Bain also declined to say that so who provided the documents to Jackson, who she said was busy shopping for a home in Europe and recording material for his first studio album of new material since 2001. Where are they going to sell this?
I don't know. I don't think the one in 2001 sold very well at all.
Hey, he's got a pretty good-sized international audience, from
yes,
my understanding.
That's true.
But at this point, they've got to be as disgusted as we are.
I don't think his 2001 album even came. Is it platinum or gold? That's the bigger one.
Platinum's
the bigger one. I don't think it even went gold. I don't know.
I don't know either. Jackson, who has made few public appearances since his acquittal and child molestation charges in 2005, announced in June that he had severed ties with his longtime business managers as part of a sweeping restructuring of his affairs. You know, one thing, Jackson can produce his own albums. He has enough money that he can produce his own albums, so he doesn't have to. So he will make more money than the average guy who gets an album out there. So, just so you know.
Oh, thanks for the info. You really are a fanatic.
I'm not a fanatic. In March, state authorities ordered Jackson to close his Neverland Valley Ranch in California foothills for failing to pay the staff or maintain proper insurance. No, he doesn't have any financial trouble. In April, Jackson reached a deal to finance more than $200 million in loans secured by his stake in the Beatles song catalog. Bain said...
Oh, he got loans on the catalog?
That's, $200 million.
Okay.
Bain said that it was not yet clear why Jackson's former attorneys and associates would want to force bankruptcy on the one-time child star. I wouldn't know why they would want to do it either. Who cares? Get your money and go. Who ruled that the pop charts during the 1980s with such albums as Off the Wall and Thriller.
Good song. Good video.
It's a good video. You know, you've never seen Thriller until you've seen Torgo perform it.
No, you know what? I haven't seen that.
It's really funny.
I'll make a point.
That's what we'd like to find out, Bain said. But Michael Jackson has neither shocked nor surprised. He's always been suspicious that some of those whom he had trusted to act on his behalf may not have acted in his best interest.
You know what? That's what happens when you got a lot of money. People are going to try and take advantage of you.
And that's what happens when you're paranoid schizophrenic.
Mm.
You're going to think people are.
Maybe they are. It's certainly possible.
You get enough money, you will definitely attract people that want to take it away from you.
Right, so you got to be careful. All right, we got to go to the phones. Fred in Pennsylvania, I don't know if there's even an issue there. Do you like him or not?
I just love him. I'm sorry.
Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi. Is
hey,
this Ian I'm talking to?
This is Ian you're talking to, and Mark's here too.
Okay. I'm bringing up something. It's a different subject.
That's
now.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank goodness. I'm glad you don't want to talk about Michael Jackson. I don't think anyone would.
I know. I've called before, and I know that you really like to exercise your freedom of speech, and I hope that we will be able to in the next 10 years. What do you think?
I think that the government continues to crack down on freedom of speech, and it seems to be a pretty dire situation. Why? What did you have in mind?
Well, I think that we have a big piece of legislation that's going to hit us between the eyes, and you have something called the Unprivileged Combatant Act of 2006. That's basically talking about a whole class of persons that don't even have the rights of a human being. You don't have any rights and you don't have any privileges either. And the government can decide that a person is that kind of a person anywhere in the world, including citizens of the United States.
You said it's called the what? The Unprivileged
Combatant Act of 2006. It's
so
like,
the idea is to take one of these enemy combatants, as they've called them. It's not a term that's in the Constitution or anything. It's just some term that's sort of made up. And, you know, they can just call anybody they want sort of an enemy combatant, and that way they don't have to afford them constitutional rights.
Right, but unprivileged is a worse word than enemy, because enemy implies that there's a distinct circumstance of a war, and then you have the Geneva Conventions, and you
right.
have treaties and things like that. This means that you don't have rights under the exercise of it, and you don't have privileges either.
And how do they assign you as an unprivileged combatant?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too legalese and all, but basically, let me just see. It just says that
they say you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say you are, and there's a couple of other, you know, extremely vague. Okay, here it is. If you've been designated as an enemy combatant prior to the enactment of this bill, of this act, or if something conducted by the United States military as provided in this act that determines you're not entitled to the protection set out in the Geneva Convention.
Well, first off, that sounds like ex post facto.
Yeah.
They're taking somebody who's been classified an enemy combatant, saying everybody who's classified as an enemy combatant
right.
is now an unprivileged combatant, is that the term?
Yeah,
that is?
Right. This is for real. I see this. I just did a Google on this. I want to see if I can get a better summary, because I can't stand reading or hearing legalese. So it's like whenever you start reading it, Fred, my mind just turns it into gobbledygook, because I don't have the legal training. I don't know what it is I'm reading, and they know it. They know that most Americans don't know what this stuff says.
And the thing that worries me is that I know someone that I mean, just to personalize this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and I can't say that I've really, you know, won, been triumphant in all this. I'm still working on it, but I know someone who was held for 5.5 months as a ghost detainee, and he was an American citizen. He didn't have an Arab surname. He was living right in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
Can you tell us about that a little bit?
I found out about it by listening to a talk show that he was very closely connected with, Brent Johnson.
So they picked him up and they held him for 5 months.
And he only got out because a woman physician smuggled out a note. And by the way, the physicians in these facilities have a complete cloth over their face.
Wow, this is really scary. Hey, thank you for the call, Fred. We appreciate hearing from you. I'm going to see if I can dig up a little bit more on this unauthorized or whatever combatant act. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We have got our store open. It is open for business. The Free Talk Live gear that you've been waiting for a long, long time is finally upon arrival. It has not yet actually been produced. What we are doing is we're doing a pre-order phase. It's the entire month of August. If you go to store.freetalklive.com, you can get a gander at what we believe these products are going to look like. We've essentially photoshopped the product so you can have an idea for what you're ordering. We've got all kinds of different hats. There's actually different kinds of hats. T-shirt, there's a couple different shirts. There's different colors, too, so if you don't like black, you can go with an alternative color. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. So you place your order now, you get an over 7% discount on the order, which that discount's going away after the pre-order phase. So the idea is place your orders now. That way we have some idea of what's being demanded, who likes what, how much we have to order, that sort of thing. And so to sort of reward you for your patience, we're taking 7% off the price. So store.freetalklive.com. I did a little bit of research on this Unprivileged Combatant Act, and there's not much out there about this. All I could pretty much find was several different instances on the internet of the same quote from an article. Apparently, Arlen Specter, who's not, you know, he's just another big government Republican.
Yeah.
He chairs the Judiciary Committee, introduced the Unprivileged Combatant Act, which would, he said, quote, balance the need for national security with the need to afford detainees with sufficient due process.
How's it going to do that?
It's not.
Just takes due process away from them?
That's basically what he's saying. So if you can find a better summary, feel free to send it on to us at Free Talk Live.
You know, the fact is our Constitution and constitutional rights are just incongruous with building an empire.
That's true. And they're going to do everything they can to shave them down and destroy them. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It's Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Matthew in Massachusetts. Going once.
Hello.
Hello, hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was talking with the board out there for a second, and suddenly you cut in. What am I on, Rush Limbaugh?
Yes. I don't know. I don't even know how to do. I've got one hand tied behind my back, half my brain tied behind my back, or whatever he says. Isn't that what he says?
Pomposity
so.
On loan from God.
Yeah. Yes. a couple of I guess it was like a week or so ago. Someone called in with a fantasy series recommendation for somebody. I'm not sure who's the fantasy.
The series you're reading right now, Mark. What's it called?
It's Terry Goodkind's something about the Sword of Truth.
The Sword of Truth. There you go.
Ah. Well, anyway, I was going to recommend because I'm not a big fantasy person as far as like sword and sorcery type fantasy, but I have a series that I'm a big fan of. Which is considered fantasy, and it's called the Dark Tower series.
And what is that?
It's by Stephen King, and it's not horror. It's kind
a
of
gunslinger in
Stephen King.
Yeah, it's a gunslinger in some kind of strange dream world.
Huh.
Yeah, it's very hard to describe. It's a 7-book series.
I read the first two.
Is this the one that he's producing online? Is this the one he's releasing chapters of online or books?
No, these are just hardcover books.
This is Stephen King, the guy that wrote Misery and all kinds of other horror books?
Right. It's not a horror series. It's a fantasy.
Okay.
Kind of, it's a dark fantasy, kind of involving multiple worlds, and it's very interesting. And I'd recommend it, Mark. You read the first two, right? You said?
I believe so. The first one was really short.
Right.
Okay, and then the second one was nowhere near that short. It was like 800 pages.
Oh, it wasn't that long, but it was, yeah.
But it's been a few years, and I recall not hating it.
Does it have libertarian themes or anything like that, or are you just saying it's a good book?
I was just saying it's a great series to check out.
All right, there you go.
It does have some kind of libertarian themes to it, but as far as the animal rights and the green people being...
Yeah.
Anti-liberty. I would definitely say that I'm growing up in a small college town that is highly communist in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
They are definitely anti-liberty. There is no doubt about it, and it's all those kind of wacky. I'm going to kill you if you cut down some wood so I can...
Yeah, they're nuts.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely nuts. Hey, thanks for the book recommendation, man. We appreciate
it. Matthew, somebody who... an author that it's really funny that I used to really like Tom Clancy, and now I have so much trouble reading his books because I realize just how anti-liberty they are.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting you say that. I've noticed that myself. He's big government and...
He is,
and
like efficient government. He believes the government's efficient, which I'm sure that there's people in the government that do their jobs well.
Yes,
the
government is very efficient in fiction and in the movies. Thanks for the call, Matthew. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, which is one of the reasons why I think, since we've touched on this, and by the way, apparently this is now the Free Talk Live Book Club, I think that the fact that Hollywood portrays the FBI and the CIA and these police agencies as really being on the ball, out there catching the criminals. You know, at the end of the hour, they catch the criminal. And they kind of portray them as being really clued in, really on target. And they're
the criminal all the time.
They're just not. It's so totally unrealistic. They don't show the reality of the policing profession, so-called. They don't. Sometimes they show the corruption. Sometimes you get a good corrupt cop movie, like Training Day, for instance. That's a great movie that shows corruption in some realities, I think, of policing. But for the most part, it's glorified. Aha! We've got badges, and we're cracking down on the criminals. You should look to the government when you want protection. That's the message that's out there in Hollywood. And I think it's Hollywood and these books like the Tom Clancy novels, which inevitably become Hollywood movies, that are helping people to helping brainwash people with this message of government is good, government is your friend. Look at government; they're protecting you from the bad people
and efficient,
right?
Which I think is the funniest part.
Yes, and it's helping people believe in government. It's part of the essentially a propaganda campaign,
and,
in my opinion.
You know, the thing about Clancy's books, it's not like it shows one efficient person in government. It shows an efficient person working inside an efficient organizations, all the way through it.
Really, I've never read one of his books, so I mean, do you have an example?
Well, I really enjoyed them.
Always about governments and governments doing things? And
you know, once the right guy got in there, Jack Ryan, now he's president, and they had to get him in the presidency by blowing up every other politician in Washington D.C. because a good man could never make it into, the seat otherwise. Once he gets in there, everything's fine.
It's just about the right guy. You just have to get the right man in charge.
You just have to get the right paid killer in charge, and then he'll efficiently take care of everything.
That's what we need, then. How many paid killers have we had running the country?
Many.
Really?
Oh, well, if you think Ulysses S. Grant was a paid killer.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt, I guess.
Teddy Roosevelt was. So was Eisenhower.
Well, our current guy certainly is not a paid killer. Maybe that's why his ratings are in the tank. Maybe that's... I saw an article, a Gallup poll today, showing that President Bush's ratings have dropped yet again.
Bush's dad?
Bush's dad. He was CIA, right?
He was also a fighter pilot.
Yeah, well, they've all been bad. It's all been bad for America, and it's been bad for our freedoms, and it's just too bad. It's a shame that the Hollywood people are painting this rosy little picture of government. What we really need are more movies. I think I've heard that Super Troopers is one of these. Have you heard of this movie, Super Troopers?
Is this the one with the Highway Patrol?
Yeah.
That's
Have you seen this?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember.
No, I have not seen it. No, but I have heard like scenes. You know, I believe that there's one where the trooper goes in and to a fast food restaurant and asks for a burger, and the kid says, super double burger, it's for a cop. And then the guy says, why'd you tell him it's for a cop? So they'll make it extra good.
Extra good.
He takes it back to the table and he asks the other guy, does that look like a goober to you?
Oh,
the guy's like, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Just eat it anyway.
Don't look. It's best if you don't look. just eat the food.
I do love that.
I've heard that's one of those movies that kind of shows some of the realities of how inefficient, how clueless, how just sometimes downright stupid our protectors can be. And I just wish we had more of that in the media. And maybe as more libertarian people come about and grow in influence in Hollywood, maybe we'll see more movies like that. I think that'd be great.
I hope so.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of the police, there's a story from the Wall Street Journal about speed limits. And, of course, I'm totally anti-speed limit when it comes to government roads. And if you want to have your own private road, then that's fine. So whatever speed limit you want. But actually, as it turns out, according to data from the National Highway Safety Administration, there's some very interesting things that you might be learning about speed limits coming up in hour number three. 800-259-9231.
You know, speed limits are some of the government that I support, so it's pretty interesting.
Right. We'll see what we can do. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.